preach you this morning in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Are you happy?
Amen.
Are you in the house of God this morning?
Amen.
I'm really excited. Let's stand up and let's sing that song. Isn't he wonderful?
Amen. Amen.
Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So happy to see the wonderful atmosphere with the people and just the stirring in your hearts. And this morning, that in prayer this morning, and I didn't want to look at my phone, of course, and there was a text come in and somebody sent me a picture, and at 5 o'clock this morning, people were out here, and it's like, oh, my heart's like, Lord, praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It's kind of that mixed emotion, that paradox, like, Lord, I hate it, but I love it. Because that there's something in your heart that you want to come to worship the Lord.
Amen.
And we didn't come here this morning. If you come here this morning to see me, no, I want to see you. We want to see one another, but we come to worship
the Lord.
Amen. That's what we're here for. Not for one another. Brother Bram, come and see who's going to be here, what we're here for, and whatever. We're not here for that. We're here to get a closer walk with the Lord Jesus. When he's moving, I want to move with him. Wherever he's going. We don't know God's plan, what it is. Who would think we'd be here today? Certainly I didn't think we'd be here today. But he had a plan. It is like many times, if you use the reference, we believe Brother Branham to be that seventh church age messenger. And we know God called him to bring and open the seals. But it wasn't in 1960. It wasn't 1961. It was in 1963. Yes. God had a date. God had a time.
Yes.
He had a plan. It happened.
Right.
Yes. And we just have to believe, God, this is your plan. I don't know what it is, but I just want to be part of your plan.
Amen.
Wherever it is, wherever you're going, that's what I want to be in.
Amen.
And to get ourselves ready. And it's a daily walk. And it is to get closer to him.
Yes.
So
Amen.
To see the atmosphere and hear the people and talking with you during the week and after service to hear the people is that, see the smile on your face and the excitement
Amen.
To be in the house of the Lord
Amen.
And come and worship him. Papa God has to be happy.
Amen.
Because his children are happy. When his children are happy, then he's happy.
Amen.
We have to get ourselves ready. It's not he's ready, it's us to get ourselves ready. So we're just thanking the Lord once again, and for each of you, we feel we have some announcements that we need to make this morning. Excuse me. And that things are rapidly changing, and that one of the big things is we hate the big crowds, and that here is sufficient parking for everybody. Also places to seat you down and everything. I think there's quite a few people now that are over in the Sunday school room and the bathrooms and stuff. And you know, like Brother Branham, he hated that Brother Billy Paul would come by and say that, you know, he goes, "Dad, I went by church this morning and nursing mothers are outside and people standing in line." And he said the nurse come by and said, "Brother Branham," he says, "I see license plates from all over the place down there." And Brother Branham wanted you to be in. He wanted you to sit down. He wanted you to be comfortable. He wanted you to have a seat. And it's just not sufficient to hold everybody. But there's no place like this tavern.
Amen.
As I said the other Sunday, is this place held a special place for God's prophet. God chose this place. He predestinated this place to be to where he could store up the food. Praise the name of the Lord. That stored up food. But it is that we want you to be comfortable, and we're trying to do the very best we can. We appreciate all the brothers and everything, their part that they put in, the usher brothers and stuff. And I want to thank, too, is that you've seen, we've switched out again, is for our brothers that were playing the piano and the organ and our ushers that we had here, that we really appreciate the service of what they've done. And we appreciate the new ones that's come on. It's going to help us out, our sisters here and our brothers that are ushering and helping out with the crowd control and everything. We appreciate everybody and all that they're doing. And so many is, our brother Mike can come back, he says, "Everybody's saying, what can I do? What can I help? How can I help?" And we appreciate it so much. And how you can help is just keep praying. Amen. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep getting closer to the Lord. Be prepared when you come here. That's so important. That preparation. You have to be ready for when God's going to speak. Be ready. You can't get ready, you know, it's okay, now I'm going to get ready. Shut out the world, shut out everything, and get ready by the time you come here. Amen. So when you come in the morning, the minute you hear, "Good morning, friends, I'm ready." I'm ready. Praise the Lord. We are going to, if the Lord willing, we're going to try to open the doors an hour earlier. So that it'll let everybody come in. And when you do, is whether that you're here in this building or if you go into the side Sunday school room, we know that you will be, just to be reverent. It's hard to get enough staff here is to watch everybody, but we want you to come in and be seated and to be comfortable. It is that there's been many requests that's come in and asked, "Well, how about the elderly people? Or how about the handicapped? How about mothers with nursing babies?" Pretty soon we have 250 people in the church. It's just hard to know what's the right thing to do. But we want you to come and that have a seat and to be comfortable. And like we did this morning, is set you over in the Sunday school rooms, the ones that were here earlier, and then let you come in early. We'll try to do that this evening too. But open the door so that you can come in and be comfortable. Just come in, be reverent, read your Bible, pray, and be ready for what the Lord's going to do. We're, if the Lord willing, thinking about changing our time too. That moving the services both up, leaving the same at 9:30 for our Sunday morning service like this, but would like to change the evening service to 6 o'clock tonight to make it a little bit earlier. And coming in is if the Lord willing, sometimes on the tapes, Brother Branham, I enjoy listening to the whole message.
Amen.
I don't like cutting it up if we can. Sometimes you have to and it makes it too long, but they did it then. Why can't we do it now?
Amen.
Tell you and heard many people can come in and they can sing for 4 or 5 hours, but come in and play a message and it's like, that wore me out. What done wore me out? So we really want to is to play the whole message when we can, and coming up for the messages that for the Jubilee and different messages that are there, that if we open and come in a little bit early, it'll give us more time and won't make it so late and so hard on you having to go to work in the mornings. Also on Wednesday night, was wanting to start at 7 o'clock. I know that that's still kind of hard for a lot of people as you're getting off work and everything and then going home, having your supper, maybe changing your clothes and getting here. But it gives us a little bit more time. It's better to maybe rush a little bit more to come here and to be here, and then we can get out a little bit earlier. Is that suitable for you all? Is that
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
No. No, praise the Lord. We do have one of the biggest issues, as we know, is the parking with all of you. Is where to park your cars at. Be courteous of the neighbors, of wherever you are. If you park in there in front of the yard or something, I know down here in the road, make sure you just stay out of the grass and stuff like that. And being careful of double parking or blocking anybody in. And as if you've had to park behind somebody, is just make sure you get to your car. Some people want to leave earlier than you do, so just to be able to give the courtesy to let them out. So just be cautious of that. The last thing I have is for, I would like to just talk to the kids that are here from about 12-year-olds down. And what I would really like for you children to do is keep an eye on your parents. We have a real problem with your parents. So I'm going to ask you, instead of asking the parents to watch the kids, I'd rather ask you kids to kind of watch your parents a little bit. Just because that they're not being real cautious and watching in between the cars and stuff and everybody and all these crowds and pulling out and just running around every place. So watch them to make sure before they walk out in the street or anything that they don't get out with the car pulling out. So would you guys do that for me? If you'd do that, that'd be a big help. Okay? Well, thank you. Okay. We have one more special announcement that's here, and I hope they're getting to do it. And I'm not seeing him back there, but we have a special birthday boy today. Chum. And everywhere I go, I take Billy. He's stuck with me. And guess what? He still is.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
What I was thinking is after Brother Branham went to be home with the Lord, I was just a little boy at that time. But Brother Billy Paul called you all together. It's probably your parents, your grandparents, and some of them might be. How many of you was ever that was here in the earlier meetings that Brother Billy Paul had? Would you raise your hand? Look at all those hands. Praise the Lord. Well, he had tape services then to keep the voice of Elijah before him. So he's still part of that today. So I want to invite him to come up here and to say whatever he has on his heart, and we're in no hurry to as much time as he wants.